What's up with Jessup? It's the only way to wake up. We state our views, state facts, and then afterwards we make up. From politics, business, to lifestyle, let's get this. Jessup Jong knows all the facts. He has no missed list. This podcast is your place for breaking news and hot takes. It's the only way to wake up. What's up with Jessup?
All right. So welcome, everyone, to the International Studies in Political Science virtual commencement reception. We really wish we were at Gertrude's, but, you know, it is what it is. Oh. I'm going to pass it off to Professor Adriel Lawrence, who is the program chair for International Studies. Oh, sorry. Turn me on and then I'll think. Okay. Sorry. Gotta love Zoom. Anyway, Dr. Ben Morgan wants to say something first, and then we're going to hand it off to Professor Lawrence. So, Dr. Ben Morgan.
Can you hear me? Can everybody hear me? Okay, I'm Cindy Van Morgan. I will be acting as the sort of master slash mistress of ceremony today. Please mute yourself if you're not speaking to me, because I'm already hearing some feedback.
It's a nightmare.
And also put your name on your screen so we know who everyone is, since this is a cooperation of science and international studies. So I just want to echo what Kate Ruffett said. We're really glad to be here with you. Congratulations on graduating. It's really nice to see so many familiar faces, which is good in person. But I'm going to get things rolling by handing off to the chair of International Studies, Dr. Adriel Lawrence. So, Adriel, you want to take it away?
Sure thing. I still see, is Aubrey Moore, it's on here. You're unmuted, so if you can mute yourself, maybe. Is it better? Can people hear? Can you just nod? Okay, good. Great. Let me start by welcoming everybody. As the program chair in International Studies, I want to extend our warmest congratulations to our International Studies and Political Science majors of the class of 2020. And I know I can speak for all of the faculty in Political Science and International Studies when I say that we are also very proud of what you've accomplished in your time here. And we also look forward to seeing what you do in the coming years. And please, I urge you all to keep in touch with us, with me and Dr. Ben Morgan and Kate, and as well as political science. This is a really challenging time to be launched into the workforce, but it's also a time when there are opportunities to fundamentally change how businesses, schools, and even entire political systems operate. We're all asking what the world is going to look like in the wake of this pandemic. Now, what work habits will change? How will education change? What will we hold on to from the pre-pandemic world? And what will we decide to discard? And as new graduates, you're going to have the chance to create the answers to these questions and to work towards some very badly needed changes. We will need your expertise on politics, economics, history, and culture across the world now more than ever. And in this new era, you'll also need new and old friends to work with and to support one another. Change is really hard to do, but we're facing a time when it's necessary and when resistance to change has to be directly fought. My hope for all of you is that you'll leave here with the confidence to be demanding, to insist that things change for the better, and that you'll do so armed with the experiences and friendships you've made during your time at Hopkins. And so with that brief introduction and welcome, let me turn things over to Adam Scheingate, the chair of political science.
Thanks, Adria. That was a really eloquent introduction and wonderful way to mark the moment. I'll be very brief and say this is not the celebration we planned or wanted, but I think it is the celebration we need, and it's really important that we still come together to commemorate and celebrate everyone's accomplishments, and to again echo something that Professor Lawrence said about coming together in this moment and also keeping in touch with one another as we move on to the next phase of our lives. So with that, I think I'm passing it back over to Dr. Ben Morgan, or is it now going to Stephen David?
It's going to Stephen David, but I'm very happy to introduce the DUS of political science, Dr. Stephen David, who's going to say a few words and also announce the winners of the Turner Prize for Best Thesis in Political Science. All right, take it away.
Okay, I'm not used to this world. I guess you aren't either. But I hope everyone takes from this experience the lessons that can be learned, the positive lessons that can be learned. I mean, there are some political scientists who argue that in every generation, a cataclysmic event occurs. That's for sure the world we see. World War I, taught us we need to compromise and negotiate and not rush to war. To a certain extent, that led to World War II. World War II taught us never to appease, get those dictators before they get to be too strong. And to a certain extent, that led to Vietnam. 9/11 had its own set of lessons, some of which led to the disastrous intervention in Iraq. So it's important that we not only learn lessons, but learn the right lessons. It's not here for me to tell you what those right lessons are. I don't know them, but it's important for us all to try and get something from this so that this isn't simply a horrible time that we're living through, but something that we can learn to live better lives down the road. It is my happy opportunity to announce the winners of the Turner Prize for the best theses in political science. And what I think I'm going to do is announce, well, there are two winners, there are two co-winners, and what I'd like to do is announce one of the winners and say a few words about his thesis, and then turn this over to Sam, my colleague, who will announce the other winner and say a few words about that thesis. The thesis that I am announcing as the winner, as the co-winner of the Turner Prize, is by Jessup Jong. And the thesis is called Here to Help, the Challenge of Providing Human Rights Protection and Humanitarian Assistance to North Koreans. And this was a splendid thesis, a terrific job, which essentially confronted the puzzle of why is it that two groups, each seeking to help the North Korean people, work at cross purposes. And the two groups were those who were trying to promote human rights in North Korea, trying to free people from the gulag there, to allow them to have freedom of speech and religion, and the group providing humanitarian assistance, trying to get the North Koreans simply food and living sustenance so they could lead somewhat normal lives. And you would think these two groups would cooperate, but in fact they don't. And as Jessup shows in his thesis, there are several reasons why they don't, including the fact that they have different supporters. The human rights groups tended to be more conservative, more government oriented. The humanitarian people tended to be a bit more on the left, more hostile to government rule. They had a different approach to how best to deal with the North Korean government, with the human rights community, hostile to the government and humanitarian community needing access to the government. There were different time spans where the human rights community had a long-term span in terms of eventually removing the North Korean government. The humanitarian people had a more short-term time span. How can we help people now? All that said, what Jessup showed is that by working at cross purposes, the outcomes for each group tended to be less positive than either would want. And his thesis concludes with a recipe, a diagnosis, for how these groups can work together in order to both achieve the goals that they are seeking. Jessup did as I mentioned, a wonderful job in this thesis. It produced several published articles, including in the journal National Interest. And Jessup will be using this thesis as a springboard for further research in Harvard next year. So here's a virtual cheers to Jessup for a job well done. And I was delighted to have the opportunity to read this thesis and work with Jessup. Cheers.
Thank you so much, Professor David. It wouldn't have been possible without your help.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode. If you liked it, don't be too greedy. Share. Share with other people so that other people can learn from the same information that you do. So share this. I also have two books out, especially the book on Amazon. You can search my name, Jessup Zhang, on Amazon, and you will find the book Human Suffering. The Kindle version is out, and the paperback will be out soon. It is delivered to all regions and locations. So if you're interested, let me know, and you can buy the book. If you've bought the book and you're a fan of the podcast, please feel free to send me a message of what you thought about the book, and I'll feature your question or comment on the podcast. So, share the podcast and buy the book.
Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.